Thank you for listening. You're listening to Medicine Remix.
What it do, Remix crew? It's your boy Reesh. It's your favorite podcast, Medicine Remixed. And damn, it feels like it's been a minute since I talked to y'all. Probably because it has been a minute since I talked to y'all. How you been, Medicine Remix fam? I missed you. I was on a much-needed vacation for the past 2 weeks in Mexico with my wife, Dr. Rama, who just finished her fellowship training. Big ups to her. And actually, we're gearing up for a big move from New York City to Washington, D.C. in 2 weeks. An action-packed summer so far. And speaking of action-packed, Debunked just started his final year of fellowship training in child and adolescent psychiatry. So hang in there, brother. Almost at the finish line. A lot of milestones we're racking up in La Familia de Medicine Remix. But rest assured, we got a lot of fresh new content coming to your ears in the coming weeks. Actually at the Amazon-sponsored Voice Summit in Newark, New Jersey this week. Stay tuned for some fascinating insights about voice technology and the implications it has in healthcare during an upcoming episode. We have some great new documentary interviews in the pipeline as well, and also a new patient interview series we'll be rolling out soon called Off the Record. So lots of exciting things to look forward to in the near future, Medicine Remix fans. And speaking of Medicine Remix fans, Dee and I just did an interview with a longtime Medicine Remix fan, Martha Michelle, on her podcast, Martha's Place, this past weekend, where she asked us about the origins of Medicine Remix and how we got started on Anchor. Definitely some never-before-heard insights in that interview that you'll be hearing coming up next. As always, thanks for listening. Spread the word by sharing the podcast with someone who you think will love it. You're listening to the one and only Medicine Remix.
Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you both doing?
Good.
Good.
Thank you so much, both of you, for being on Serenity Sunday. And I just wanted to say that I have been listening to your station for a very long time. And I'm very intrigued about how you got on the platform. And you both are doctors, correct?
Right.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, are both of you in New York, correct?
No, actually, I'm in New York. This is Reesh talking. I'm in New York. D is in Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. Okay.
Well, the opposite of New York.
In right.
Definitely the opposite of New York. For real. I used to live in New York. I grew up in New York. And
really?
From New York, I moved to Atlanta for a few years, and now I am now residing in California. So it's wonderful. New York is exciting. Now, Debunked, what made you go to Alabama? Did you grow up there, or you just went to study there?
I think the key to your question is what made me. But I say that a little bit in jest. So the way it worked out for me was, so Reesh and I attended medical school together in upstate New York in Rochester. And so I guess the saga sort of starts there. After we finished, he started up his residency training and stayed in New York for that. I actually was out for a year after medical school. I didn't jump right back into training. So I actually stayed with Reesh and his family out on Long Island. And once I kind of figured out what I was going to do and where I was going, the way residency works is you kind of pick where you would like to go. On that list, not to get too far off track, but it's right. the way I broke it down, I think most people do, is, you know, the top third of their preferences are, in a perfect world, this is where I would end up. In the middle third is, this is a place that isn't number one, but certainly is close. And then the bottom third is, I'll go there if I have to. And okay. So the way I ended up in Alabama was really, it was just a good fit. It was a surprisingly good fit, to be real honest. It was a smaller program. When I got here, I liked the idea that you could just, you know, if I wanted to talk to somebody, no matter how high up they were in the ranks of the program, there was no secretary that was going to stop me from walking in their office. Doors were open. Right. And that was really important to me because I'm sure as Reesh can attest to, our training is, you know, excuse my language, but fucking brutal. And
right.
I think, you know, Reesh is probably one of the more conscious people in terms of, you know, just our own sanity when we're going through all of this. And
yes,
I think we lose ourselves. I think part of us, you know, altruistically just kind of feels like, well, even though our life is shit, it's about caring for other people. And
absolutely,
I think in that process, I think that comes from a good place, but I don't think that's a sustainable model,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and I think part of that, we have to be aware as physicians that, you know, we're useless to anybody if we ourselves aren't in a good place.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, you living in the South for a bit in Atlanta, it's different, man. People,
it is,
you know,
it really is different. You know,
yeah, it's just a different mindset. And I think
mentality.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you can play with it. And you know, there was, you know, the South has a horrible history in terms of race relations. But, it, you know, if you really get down to the nuts and bolts of it, I don't know what it is. I've thought about it a lot. I think it's city size is what it boils down to for me. You know, you can be in New York City around millions of people and feel completely alone.
Yes.
And I think in the South, that's hard to do. It's hard to feel alone in the South. It really is.
That's,
people,
that's
you know,
true.
You connect. I wave to people. This is the weirdest thing. And I'll shut up after this, but this is the weirdest thing to me. Because I, you know, I grew up in California. So
Okay.
People wave to me every goddamn morning. Yeah, and it's funny to me because at first, you know, my thought was always like, do I know them? Like, why are they waving to me? Like, maybe I met them or something.
Your guard is up.
Well, or they're mistaking me for somebody. I don't know. You know, so, but I realized after about a couple of months that that's just what people do. And
that's what they do.
If you're in a bigger city, you can't do that with everybody. You just can't. Well, it's not, you know, it wouldn't be efficient. And you can't be polite to everybody. You can't, you know, make eye contact with everybody. You just can't. So the default for human beings, I think, is you don't make eye contact with anybody.
What I got from New York and being a native from New York is that, you know, it's just the grind and the hustle, you know. Just,
right.
Every day, you know, that's that the trains and the, you know, cab and the weather and, you know, it just put you in that mindset just to always have that tunnel vision of not even making an eye contact
for sure.
with anyone. So, you know, it kind of just, you know, monopolizes you to that mindset. So that's the thing. But, you know, New York still has the good food, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
It still has the good food. Now, what specialty are you studying, Reach? What is your specialty in New York? What kind of doctor do you really focus in your community about?
So my specialty is orthopedic surgery. And it's interesting. D and I, you know, often say we're kind of like the yin and yang of this medicine remix thing, because his specialty is in psychiatry, specifically child and adolescent psychiatry. So, you know, it's kind of like we have both the physical health and mental health side of things covered and, you know, kind of coming together, you know, on a common goal and mission and platform through this medicine remix project that we started in medical school. It wasn't called Medicine Remix back then, but it's evolved out of the same spirit and goal, which is to really make medicine more accessible to people.
Well, I tell you, your station, that platform really, I really like it. And I've liked it over the course of the time because I'm a music person. So I love the music and all the, you know, areas that you also have added. So what made you both get into the aspect of that music, bringing it to, you know, that really funky area where you can enjoy listening? Because, you know, really, when I first started listening to you, I didn't really think you were doctors. And I'm like, this is so cool.
That's the highest form of a compliment to us.
Right.
You say that.
You know, I worked with orthopedic surgeons when I was in New York as well. So, you know,
really?
The orthopedic surgeons that I worked with was pretty much, really straightforward, very, medically, but.
That's a very nice way of saying what I think you're saying.
So I just love your platform. So what made you guys start this platform here on Anchor as doctors?
Reese, I'm gonna take this one. So Reese, in medical school, I'll never forget this because Reese and I used to ball a lot. We played a lot of basketball. Cool. And, when we had first sort of come together and collaborated and started our first series of podcasts, because we actually had a podcast way back when he and I were convinced the only people who knew what a podcast was, mm-hmm. was me, him, and Joe Rogan. So we didn't think anybody else knew what a podcast was. So, and we were, sort of starting to form a process and kind of have, an idea of how we were going to do this. And then before you know it, life kind of swept us up and we lost our way for a little bit. But I remember him talking about Twitter. And mm-hmm. he was like, "Yo, have you set up your Twitter account?" And I was like, "Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I will never tweet in my life. This idea of tweeting, just I don't like how it sounds. I'm not doing it." And, he was just like, he goes, I know. It sounds corny. You just got to do it. You got to do it. So finally, I think I opened up an account. I don't think I really used it. And Reese was just always on me about it. Yo, we got to do this. Right. We got to do this. So in that same vein, he's always been more willing to be an early adopter of things. I'm very, very, very calculated. Not to say that Reese isn't, but I'm very, very mm-hmm. calculated in the sense that if I do something, I don't have like a kind of switch. I have a
right
all the way or nothing.
Right.
And
right.
That's great when it's great, and it's fucking terrible when it's terrible.
Right.
So to that point, Reese, through kind of just listening to different people and kind of a collector of ideas, came up on this Anchor. When Anchor was nothing like what it's like now.
Oh my gosh,
it's evolved so much,
It's evolved so much.
Yeah. Well, he was like, "Yo, check this out. We got like I want you to just check it out. I think you'll like it." And Reese has probably been a bigger fan of myself than I am of myself. We're both very critical. Anytime we record anything, the text starts something like this: "Yo, I recorded something. I don't think it's very good. Check it out." And then we always tell each other, "Yo, that shit is amazing." And we just we're very, very, very hard on ourselves. So when the first Anchor, the first iterations of the early ones came up,
yes.
we did it. And Reese was like, "Yo," it felt the same way as this Twitter thing. He's like, "Yo, have you recorded anything?" I'm like, "Nah, I haven't done it. I want to write something. And he's like, "Yo, just fucking do it. They're like, don't write it. You're gonna put something together. I know. Just do it." So I did something. Reese, if I'm not mistaken, I think the first thing I did was me talking about stigma and labels for psychiatry. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of went on a rant about how I don't like how things are called, like psychotherapy and mental health. And just it was mm-hmm. short. It was a couple of minutes.
Wow.
And Reese was like, "Yo, we're getting like mad responses from this stuff." So
yeah,
I think that was for me what it took to buy in. But Reese, whether or not I don't think we knew it evolved into this, but I think in terms of the platform, how we got into it. That's my speculation about how it started. I don't know if I missed anything there.
Yeah, no, I think, we, back when it was just me, D, and Joe Rogan who knew about the podcast, we recorded around anywhere between 10 to 12 episodes.
Right.
No pattern as far as how regularly we put out an episode. We basically just put out an episode whenever we could. And since our frame of reference was Joe Rogan, we literally recorded them in the same unstructured kind of a style where it was just like us talking for like an hour or so. We had a few guests on.
Right.
And it was much more well received than we ever imagined. We called Last by Prescription. And, we talked about all sorts of stuff, like references to health and popular culture and sports entertainment, questions that we would get, on Twitter and Facebook. And we were able to, kind of make it happen in the traditional sense of what a podcast was. You needed, a proper setup. You needed to basically be in the same room. At that point, I don't don't really know that the technology was there that you could do a podcast remotely, but serendipity kind of struck us that D had a year in between him graduating medical school and starting residency. Yeah, it was about a year that he was down in New York and we were living in the same place. And we were able to be in that same room kind of a setting to make it happen. And then when we went our separate ways, he started his residency in Alabama. And then we completely just fell off the face of the earth because we both, you know, were deep into our training. I think it was probably a few months into my second year of residency. I'll never forget it. I call it dream CPR because we got a message from a fan, a listener, like in Poland, I think.
Yeah. Wow.
Like random European country that sent us a message to our Facebook account and said something to the effect of, I'm a medical student here in Poland and there's a bunch of us that have, you know, listened to all of your episodes and we just love it. We just like, you know, love your sense of humor. We love your taste in music. We love the insights that you're bringing about the medical world. And I know you're super busy, but it would mean the world to us if, you know, you put out another episode. And both of us were floored. I think D saw that message first and he sent me a text and he was just like, you need to look at this Facebook message that we got just now. And that was the moment where we realized a few things. Like one, we kind of really understood the power of the internet.
Yes.
Specifically the power of a podcast and the fact that
what is changing people's lives.
An ocean away in a place that we've never been to. Like happened to hear us and like felt so compelled to go that extra few steps to like, you know, reach out to us and say, hey, what you're doing is important and it means something to me and some other people. And that was the moment that like kind of started our hunt for something, you know, some piece of technology, some way that we could continue what we had started. And, you know, we knew that it wasn't going to be in the same way that we had previously done it.
Right.
So, you know, there was a period of time where we tried to like, you know, record, I think for like a good year, we tried to do this and we were like kind of unsuccessful, but we still have this like audio footage that, you know, just recently we started going through and there were some gems in there, but we tried to like, you know, kind of capture Skype calls and like the audio was terrible. But, you know, I think pretty soon after I discovered Anchor, kind of just hearing some little buzz about it. I'm not sure. When did you join, Martha? Was it during the first version?
Yes, the very first version. I started January 8th
of like 2016.
I believe it was last year. Yeah,
it was last year.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was out. I think they started the app like somewhere in the winter of 2015, and I literally hopped on a few months after.
Wow. So you've been on this platform a long time.
Yeah. So like when they released their big like second version was, I think it was in March of 2017, something like that. But their very first version, which very few people even know what that version looked like. There's a few like OGs of Anchor that are still working.
Anchor Dan, and there's also a couple others that have been on this platform a long time as well.
yeah. But like the first version of Anchor was literally, it was like you were communicating in voicemails is the best way that I can like describe it. And you had this like running news feed, like, you know, just like kind of like Facebook, where it was just, you know, whoever was posting that you were following, you would see their stuff like on your news feed. So that's kind of what it was, you know, set up like. You had 2 minutes that you could record, you know, whatever it was, whether it was a story or a song or, you know, whatever. And there were people that were posting like every day, multiple times a day. And, you know, for us, like, you know, when I started, you know, I was posting like, you know, once a week, maybe like sometimes once a month. But what we were doing, because, you know, when we started this project, we had a blog also, and we were writing articles. And, you know, there were a few articles, and I'm pretty sure there were these articles. And I was like trying to make a point to him to like join Anchor. So I adapted his articles and I narrated them into like a 2-minute kind of a format. And a few of them made at that time, Anchor had something called Editor's Picks. Like it was their very early featured section, I guess. But they would just like take out like segments. It wasn't really a podcast at that point. It was like stories. So they just, you know, kind of picked a few of these and they like tweeted them out. And, you know, D was on Twitter at that point. And I was like, see, we're getting some love on this platform. I don't even know how many people are on here, but like, you know, we, you know, kind of broke through the noise like pretty quickly. And now, you know, after being friendly with the Anchor team and founders and kind of like asking them about what, you know, made them kind of pick us like out of all the people. And they said, you know, like there were people that were posting every day and it was, you know, like sometimes it was good, sometimes it wasn't. But they knew every time that we posted that it was something that was like
of substance.
Yeah.
Of substance.
You know, that we spent some time on and, you know, it was going to be compelling. And so that's kind of how we did it. And it was literally like, you know, recording in my car, which is kind of how we're doing the interview right now, at least where I am. I'm in my car. And what was so crazy about what I realized and what D ultimately realized too about this Anchor thing is it was what we were looking for. Like it was a way that you can almost create content just as easily as you consume it. And we all know the power of audio and podcasts is just that you can be doing other things like, you know, driving and safely consume it. You could be washing your dishes or folding your laundry. And, you know, it's not
it's so
there's,
true.
There's that no other medium. True. There's no other medium like that. And so we kind of stuck with it. And I think, it, you know, because we were in Anchor's, you know, early eye as far as creators that were doing something different, that when they started their second version of Anchor, which was more focused on radio. It's not, it wasn't even really like the podcast app when they relaunched it in, I think it was like March of 2017, but they reached out to us in like winter of 2016. We had been on the platform for maybe like a year at that point. And they were like, you know, we're about to launch our second version. And, you know, we would love to feature you guys if you were able to commit to doing like 10 original minutes a day, you know, and they really kind of took us under their wing and, you know, kind of showed us the ropes. And we tested their app, you know, before they launched it, like we beta tested it. And, you know, the rest is kind of history. And they've evolved into this podcasting.
It really has evolved in a tremendous way. So many areas, they have really just made sure that this station has really been able to reach numerous people. So I tell you, it's wonderful to hear that background.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Not a lot of people really know the details. So they're going to be hearing it on Serenity Sunday.
Yes. And I appreciate the both of you coming on and taking the time. Like I said, I listen to your station. I enjoy your music. I enjoy your platform very much. So, you know, what other platforms are you guys on that other people can find you on? iTunes or
You know, as far as audio platforms, basically, you know, Anchor has really disrupted the distribution game. So we're on everything that Anchor supports, like including Spotify now. You know, people can listen to us pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts. And as far as social media, you know, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Definitely, you know, have a lot of improvement that we need on those platforms. As far as we're definitely a lot more consistent on Anchor and in podcast form than in those other mediums, but we're making that a priority. So it's definitely worth following us like right now, especially to keep us accountable, because there are a lot of visual dimensions to what we do. And we're definitely going to be a lot more consistent on those platforms, because that's how we're going to get the word out there.
We appreciate
any support on any of those platforms.
Well, you have my support. And gentlemen, once again, thank you. You're making a difference in the medical field, and you guys keep up the extraordinary work and what you do and how you do it. And just keep on doing the wonderful work on your station, because it is a good station to listen to and just be revived, because the music really just is invigorating. So you guys take care, and I will continue listening.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Martha. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Take care, gentlemen.
Bye-bye. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Please do your part, the podcast, share them if you like them, if they're good, spread the word. We've been getting incredible feedback, man. And to those of you who have written in, thanks. Those who haven't, man, feel free to do it. I know for me, man, it's been pretty incredible. Some of the feedback we've gotten has been, I mean, to be real honest, like life-changing, like really impactful.
I mean, you know, even if one person's listening and benefiting from this, that's enough motivation for me to keep doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, keep up the good work. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word. And we got a lot of things coming up, man. Any words of wisdom?
Stay hungry.
Stay hungry. I agree.
But eat healthy.
But eat healthy.
Medicine Remixed.